Enter Founding Neverland. So hello, Miguel. Thanks for taking the time.
Hello.
For those who don't know you, could you please introduce yourself?
Okay. I'm Miguel Martins. I come from Portugal, from Live Content. We are a digital advertising agency. I'm the CEO of Live Content for the last 5 years. I've been working in marketing and advertising for more than 25 years, some of them on the client side, the latest years on the agency side, but it's what I like, what I love. Yeah.
So what's the vision of your agency?
Well, we define ourselves as one of the first independent digital agencies that came in Portugal when all the social media platforms were arising 15 years ago. Well, you had Facebook. It was when Facebook came up, and we were the first digital agencies to make the social media management of brands, mm-hmm. and the brand's presence on Facebook. And through that on, we have been growing in terms of clients, in terms of services, and facing the different challenges in this market.
Mm-hmm. The first year for business is always the most important one when it comes to defining the mission and what the agency stands for. Can you tell us what year one was like?
Well, I wasn't there, but I entered the Live Content 5 years ago. But I know the two guys that founded Live Content, and they saw an opportunity in the market with the rise of these social media and social platforms where people started talking and creating communities. There was this gap in the market, this need to have, as the name says, live content, quick content, contextual content, relevant to you at that moment, different from all the advertising that we had. You had one campaign that went along for 6 months, 3 months. So this momentum marketing was an opportunity in the market that gave the two founders this vision to start one of the first agencies dedicated to social media.
Mm-hmm. And how did the agency model evolve over time?
Well, it had to evolve. When Mark Zuckerberg starts Facebook, and he mainly produces a platform for people to be together and to share the cat pictures or family pictures, and then it evolves to an advertising platform. It has to change, and it changes in terms of agency because we had to go on with the market and incorporate all the different departments, like paid media department, because at first you had a small number of people with a small number of friends in Facebook. So you post something with your family and everybody sees it. And when brands became present on Facebook and you have more content and you have more friends and you have more people, nobody sees it. So it's a business evolution that we had to come up with also. Okay. Mm-hmm.
And looking back now, is there a project or decision that you would approach differently today?
We have been always adapting to the market and making the best possible choices in terms of market evolution, and mainly trying to sometimes anticipate and sometimes adaptate and keep up with the intense growing and changing rhythm that we have in all the platforms, sometimes stepping up to some clients that want to innovate. Let's go to Snapchat. Let's go to whatever new group is coming with a new hype. And you say, do not forget that you want to communicate with the vast number of people possible. there's no one there. That's, no, Facebook is for old people. Well, let's keep calm. And it's mm-hmm. it's our business, like experts on this world, to well try. I will not say educate, but try to educate well our clients the best way possible.
Mm-hmm. Could you, is there any breakthrough moment for the agency that you could define?
Well, I think we all the during these 15 years and the evolution that we have been facing, the main breakthrough moments has been in many times when you win a very important client and a very important brand. I can say that from the moment that we won, well, the biggest beer group in Portugal, which is a Superbock brand, we were able to make like a standard in communication in digital communication in Portugal. We started what you can call the real-time contextual market, in which you use the what we can call the hot topic on the moment to associate the brand with. And you have a lot of cultural events and phenomena, the Barbie phenomenon that painted pink everything. And this is a challenge for brands to in an authentic way to be more relevant to the customer, mm-hmm. using the cultural landscape that surrounds us, you know.
Mm-hmm. What would you say makes your agency unique?
Well, I think we are unique because of our way of thinking and our growth in these 15 years. We have a very unique experience in terms of what we always did and how we faced the market. I always say that we have an advantage because we were born in the digital world. We were not a very big advertising group that had to adapt to, now there's digital, everything. But we have always made television and radio and press and whatever. And now we have to learn how to do digital. No, this is something defines us. We grew up in a ever-changing world in this case, and to take opportunity of this need in the market with the rise of social media, and I think we are really experts on it because we started like this. We started that the advertising this day can be different than tomorrow, and we advertise differently from a traditional advertising agency who makes one or two campaigns. We every day, 365 days a year, we have to have ideas for new posts, new content for the brand, you know.
So change is the constant factor for you.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Daily creativity, mm-hmm. mainly.
It says that the best projects are the ones that make fun, they can have fun with, but also you make money with it. Yeah. That's not always possible. So how do you juggle that?
Well, I strongly believe that when you say it's fun, it's I think it's something that you are proud of your work in terms of creative wise or what you develop and what you deliver to the client, and I think it's connected. One thing it's connected to the other, because when you do it with joy and so proudly, in terms of what is the end product of it, sometimes it doesn't happen. But most of the times, when you put this energy into it, the output is it's better, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What are the biggest drivers to keep your team motivated and creative?
It's very connected to what I'm saying. Yeah. I think you have to really communicate with them and try to train them to be experts and to say to them, we are the best agency on this. We can grow and do other stuff, and wanting to be better in different areas. But when you communicate this to the team, you have to give your best job always, and try to have the best results possible. I think it's the best way to motivate someone who works for a particular objective, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And what advice would you give to someone who's looking into starting an agency today?
When you call an agency today, it's something that over the last 15, 20 years since live content appeared, it's a very different landscape. Even live content appeared on the market as a digital agency, different from all the big advertising agencies, the Mad Men agencies era, agencies of McCann and Ogilvy and so on. And today, I would say what you call an agency can be a totally different agency in a different market. If it's performance and media, if it's AI, if it's just a creative agency, it's mainly and taken into account our experience and our success story, that we looked into the market, the marketing trends, and we identified one space that wasn't occupied, and we had there was a need for our offer. I would say that's the best formula, independently of what kind of agency, what kind of product you're going to sell. Look at the market, see what's needed, and you have a lot of new tools now to be successful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And finally, looking into the future, what dreams, what goals would you like to accomplish?
Well, we mainly in terms of agency growth, we would like, we always want to keep this our objective and our motto of being proud of what we do, of being the best in what we do, always open to new opportunities. But I think it's a good objective to keep on being the best. You know, you can never close your eyes to this new landscape of AI and new technologies, and you have to learn with that, incorporate them, and it's challenging to defy your team and to incorporate all these new tools that you have to improve your work and your output. But it's the bottom line is to be the best, always to use everything at your hand to have the best output possible. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And enjoy what you do. Yeah.
Obrigado, Miguel.
Obrigado, nada.
Enter Founding Neverland. Enter Founding Neverland.
Cut. Und wer hat's produziert? Das Pod. Deine Podcast-Agentur.